This is RSBNB Update, episode 186, recorded January 9th, 2009, in Pyre Need of Windows 7. RSBNB update back in the new year. Brad's not here as he's decided to elope and take a trip to somewhere that's much warmer and nicer than where he was. So we'll gradually drop a few hints as to where that is over the next week or so, because he'll be absent for the show you're listening to now and the one following at 187. So as a result, we decided to get some people back who haven't been back for a while. First one's Trekkie.
Hello there.
I think you were last on around the summoning time last year. This time last year, I think.
Yeah, that was when the summoning was came out, and then I was done.
Yes. And we also got Paul, who is here to celebrate the fact that he is sort of... he was a new mod. I wanted to get him on back in December, but I couldn't.
Yeah, it was snowing, and I had the snowmobile. It was a good trade-off.
Yes, so yeah. So that's why you're here. But
yep.
In general, we're here to talk about RuneScape and a few other things.
But. So what did happen in RuneScape?
Well, this week we got a quest called In Pyre Need. You know, you got to really think of how many more times are they going to go with something that's based on a pun, you know? I forget what the last one was. Does anybody remember?
Myths of the White Lands.
What about it's not?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, but those are actually pronounced Yatis so and Natis not, if you read the post bag from a few months ago. But anyways, that's beside the point. In Pyre Need, which is a short quest that's based on a guaranteed content poll of April last year. Do you guys remember that poll when we were asked what summoning familiar we'd like?
No.
I'm pretty sure I said summoning. I'm pretty sure I said Phoenix as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
because that's what this quest is about.
Yep.
Not a clue.
Okay.
No
well,
clue.
Basically, it was voted in, and the Phoenix won with just over 30%, I believe. I'm not sure. Yeah, it wasn't a majority, but the kangaroo is up there as well, which is actually what I voted for. So I just thought it would be nice to have like a little bouncing kangaroo follow you everywhere over, you know?
I don't remember what I voted for, if I voted for.
Hang on, let me find it.
How long ago was the poll?
Guaranteed content summoning April 28th. 31% Phoenix, 22% Skeletal Wyvern, 14% Mammoth, 13% Griffin, 9% Kangaroo, 5% Penance Healer, 5% Giant Mole, 1% Killerwatt, and Giant Kebbit.
I think I voted for the Griffin.
Okay, I don't even know what a Griffin is.
It's a beast with a head, head of an eagle, tail of a scorpion, and body of a lion.
Interesting.
With wings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it can
the
fly.
The idea is that it has the courage of a lion, the fight of an eagle, and the poisonous of a scorpion.
Okay, that's good. I don't really think we need a lesson on mythology here.
Sounds like
you.
A retard of nature there. But
yeah. But
hey, that'd be a great pet, though.
Back on the quest, this actually extended the map, you know, where that hunting area is south of the Piscatoris fishing colony. This extended the map a bit westward so you could go into the Phoenix Lair.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. The requirements were 55 fire making, 53 slayer, and 52 crafting. You'll also need 72 summoning to create the Phoenix.
Haha, not going to be there anytime soon.
Yeah. And you can also get a Phoenix pet also after you challenge the Phoenix. Because after the quest, you can challenge the Phoenix once a day for 500 Slayer XP.
Get a Phoenix pet or a Phoenix familiar. How does
yes.
that work?
Well, the pet comes from an egg that would be dropped by the the phoenix that you challenge, right?
Yep.
Then if you
it's
like
good or bad.
Yeah, if you blow a kiss at it, it becomes good. And if you kick, it becomes bad.
Kick it. Yeah. Scrambled eggs!
So, that's how you get that part. But then the familiar is just created as you would create any other familiar with a quill. That's what you get. You get five of them each time you kill the phoenix. So that's how you get that.
How does it look like?
I can find that for you. Actually, there's a link in the wiki to an article on it.
Yeah, and I fixed it too.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, anyways, in the actual quest, basically what you need to do is you need to rebirth the phoenix, and in order to do that, what you do is you go through each level, you gather five different types of branches, fletch them together into a basket, and then put that down as kindling and start the thing, and then start the fire, and then the phoenix is reborn. So okay. That's pretty much the quest. It's very quick.
I should do it then. Yeah. I haven't been able to get on so much because of being back at school, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm heading back next week. Not fun.
I had to go into a virtual machine to go into Windows Server and then go on from there. It's random as hell here. I don't get it. Sometimes my tricks work too, and sometimes they don't. If I can unplug the LAN cable, occasionally it'll work again. Sometimes it doesn't. But this week was weird. I've only been on, I think, once or twice.
Wow. So, if you guys are wondering about stats of the Phoenix that you have to fight, it's combat level 235, hit points 255, level 51 Slayer required. Has a max hit of 25.
Dude.
It's not too bad.
What?
It looks like an
ugly chicken.
It looks
like that Pokemon, doesn't it?
Actually, not that. Well, no.
You know what I'm talking about, right? That one.
Why do you make me think of Pokemon?
I don't know.
Moltres?
Now I'm going to have to think of it.
Moltres?
No. The legendary one, you know?
Moltres.
Okay. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the
No. I'm thinking of the other one at the end of the other series. Forget what it's called.
Ho-ho?
Yes, that's it. Right.
Nope. Doesn't look like it. Looks like a big, ugly, fiery chicken that's being roasted for KFC.
Looks like if Pikachu caught on fire and then glued some wings on. I mean, it's got the same color scheme.
Oh, yeah. Apparently to get the egg, when you leave, there's a chance of getting lost, and you'll end up in a room full of phoenix eggs.
I'd steal them all. I don't know why you just take one.
Yeah.
Well, you can breed yourself a phoenix army.
They hit 25. That'd be a pretty good army.
Yeah, they can, actually. The phoenix does have a special attack. You right-click, and it'll blow ashes on people. Right?
So... Okay, if it dies...
I'm not done yet. It blows ashes on people. Then when you use one of the scrolls, it activates those ashes and it can hit up to 30 plus hit points damage on that person in a 3x3 square area.
Nice.
That'd be really
good. It's like a fire version of Ice Barrage, sort of.
Nice. So, well, you know, here's a question. If you kill the phoenix and it leaves its ashes, does it get resurrected?
Well, yeah, that's the idea of the quest.
Yeah, but if it's your familiar, does that thing get resurrected by itself?
You can't kill your own familiar, but you could have someone else kill your own familiar, and then...
I don't think it would get resurrected, because you need the...
That'd be awesome.
You need the summoning points to do that, and you need a new pouch. So sadly, no, I don't think that will work. But, yeah. Anyways, the reward on the quest is 14,400 fire-making XP.
Okay.
Unless anybody was interested in that.
12,500 fletching, 11,556 crafting.
Yeah, right, interesting numbers. Yeah, I take the fire-making one. Anyways.
I don't know. It's a decent experience if it's short.
Yeah. It's all of 5 minutes, so it's a good quest to get some experience and stack up on quest points for while Guthix sleeps, but oh well, what do you know? Well, so I'm gonna probably have to give this one a 4 out of 5, unless you guys have anything to say, seeing as you haven't done the quest.
For what I've heard, it's no decent quest, would you say so?
Nah, it's pretty standard.
Decent, so
yeah.
Yeah. Only quest I want to do is finish the BioShock series.
Oh yeah, you'll resubscribe and write the guide and everything when that comes out.
To be honest, nobody has even written any guides, any quest guides. Literally nothing, nobody, zip, zero,
well,
nobody.
Well,
if you like doing
quests, write us quest guides.
Well, they just can't compare to you, Trek. Okay, I mean, why, if you can't beat the master, why try?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, because I retired.
I know, but most people don't know that. But now it's now it's on the update, so it's definitely formal.
No, I've been actually. Never mind.
He's retired.
I wrote it on the forums as well a while ago. I was looking through whatever guide it was. I remember. I saw it.
Anyways, moving on from that. I'm calling this Tweaks and Fixes this week. First off, skeletons in Olaf's quest tunnel have been changed to make it easier for you to attack at range. You guys remember Olaf's quest?
Refresh my memory.
That was the one with the slippery things.
What?
Like the slippery pedestal things you could slip off that you needed high agility for in Olaf's quest?
Olaf.
Oh my.
I think that rings a bell, but can't remember like exactly what it was.
Well, I don't know what it was about, but apparently they made it easier to range these things. Like, how are we supposed to remember every quest that we did, you know?
Olaf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And
you remember what you did in it?
You get access to the brine tunnels.
Oh, right. And then didn't you have to burn some ship or something?
I know there was a pirate ship in there, but I don't remember.
No,
it was a while ago, and it was pretty. I don't know why they needed to make it easier. I don't after this long.
I did it on my first try.
Yeah, I did the entire agility thing on the first try, and I don't think I was very high in agility.
So. Anyways, you can no longer attack another player's familiar in single player combat on a PvP world. This was never intended, and so it should no longer be a problem. Newly installed Make X feature for filleting fish as sturgeon, salmon, and trout, so that would make it easier for you to obtain materials for making barbarian potions.
It'd be good, really good for power fishing now, by the way.
Yeah, that's the problem we had in the summer when Brad and I tested it. It took a long time to dump the remains.
You don't dump them, you just use a knife on them.
Yeah, but to get rid of them after.
You don't have to get rid of them at all.
Oh, they stack?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh.
Well, maybe we'll have to send someone back there to check that out. Barbarian Super Restore Potion now restores summoning points like all the other Super Restore Potions. That's a bit worrying that something like that can sneak in. Worrying as in worrying from a programming aspect, because ideally you shouldn't have to repeat code like that, but that's just my little digression there. I don't know if Google Dry, DRY, it's an acronym, don't repeat yourself. One of the changes made to Wel'Guthix Sleeps, you can no longer cast Ice Barrage on the barriers in Castle Wars. This has been rectified so the spell works as it originally did. Like, how does that come up, you know?
What did they change in Wel'Guthix Sleeps?
I don't know. I how do I know? Like,
don't change Ice Barrage. I mean, that's kind of random.
Yeah, I know. It's like, how does that relate to the quest? I don't know. Maybe it's related. Oh, I think I might have an idea, because didn't the spell, or no, you guys didn't do the quest. I think the spell that they used to kill those people, like Duradel and company, was sort of like Ice Barrage, and there must have been some barrier there, maybe.
But yeah, wouldn't that be a cutscene? I mean,
yeah, but I'm assuming they use the actual stuff in the cutscene, like the engine, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, they did a barrage in some Essence quest, and they did like 70 damage. So, I mean, I don't know.
They must have special ways to power that up and everything.
Okay.
Moving on. In response to suggestions, a second Stealing Creation world has been added.
Stealing world?
Stealing Creation. It's a mini game. God damn it! Get with the times.
It's at that tower south of or north of south. Yeah, south of Ardi Ardronier.
What?
Ardi.
No, that's not where Stealing Creation is.
What's that one then?
I don't know.
Get with the time, Shane.
I don't know what you're talking about. Tower south of.
There's a tower of creation.
That's Tower
itself.
Of Life.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
That's from a quest, but yeah. Stealing Creation, the minigame.
No All right. clue.
World's added.
We it's all know Shane is a loco.
A what?
Shane is a loco.
Local up where?
Forget it. People who listening will understand. You will never get it.
A handful of songs, Garden, Still Night, Medieval, Adventure, and Expanse, have been updated to sound better than ever. So tune in and listen to your favorite. Oh, and the Christmas event was removed, which Turkey got bit by.
Oh, well.
Do you still have your Santa hat?
I never bought a Santa hat.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know, you get the full Santa suit, yada yada.
Yeah, I have some pictures on RuneWire, I think, somewhere, runewire.com/Shane. But anyways, week password reminder. There was a little reminder today posted by Andrew himself to use a long, secure password so you're not the benefit of some hacking problem. Because, you know, strong passwords are really the essence of everything. So well, if your password's less than 8 characters, you really should be questioning if it's secure or not and whether it has letters or numbers.
To be honest, some people have like different levels of password. I know some people have friends of mine have like a password which they use for almost everything that like just they don't even care about if they lose it.
Yeah.
And there's like
level like password and then move something up so you have numbers and letters and then some ridiculously long password for really secure sites like a banking site where if you get
like password. You know level 1 password is like you don't care if it gets hacked. It's like oh you lose one that cannot play the game for like 3 days, oh well. Level 2 is like okay if I lose it it won't matter too much but it will still kind of suck. Number 3 is like okay I better be careful. Number 4 is like if this gets hacked I'm screwed.
Yeah. My RuneScape password is 20 characters long.
Yeah, what is it?
No, I was going to ask you that question, actually.
Oh, my password is Delta 517889.
Length of a password on RuneScape.
My dig
Watch
password.
Try that.
My dig password is about 6 characters long. That sort of expands to other online services like Twitter and whatnot. Then I got a different one for MSN. And a different one for the forums, which is 8 characters and rather more secure. So, then I got that. Then I got my WPA password, which is 64 characters long. It's kind of obsessive, but it's fun having that. But so just keep a strong password, everyone. That's what this reminder's for in the new year. Strong passwords will keep you safe. I just thought of something, but I'm not going to say that because it's a bad thing to say. Anyways, moving on to the polls. Player submitted polls number 15, and Paul is going to take the first question.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, where are you most likely to be seen on a RuneScape world? In an isolated place away from any kind of distraction, working on a certain skill, training Slayer combat by fighting high-level monsters, in a crowded place working on a certain skill, doing a quest by yourself, other, buying or selling items at the Grand Exchange, playing a minigame, exploring, chatting with your friends in PvP world, doing a quest with your friends.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it for this one.
Okay.
For question one.
And the winner is, with 23% in an isolated place away from any kind of distraction, working on a certain skill.
You realize that is basically like what everybody does, if you think about it.
Yeah, but you have to kind of think what's isolated, you know?
Isolated is basically you're all by yourself. There's nothing, nobody around except for random events.
You know, isolated for me is the Tyrus camp.
No, isolated for you, Shane, is living on the moon.
You know, that's true, actually.
See? We know you too well.
17% say training Slayer or combat by fighting high-level monsters. 14% in a crowded place working on a high-level skill. And 9% doing a quest by yourself. And, yeah, there you go. There's your...
Well, actually, just quick, a good question is that, like, you think RuneScape should start an instance program?
You know, like...
Where you leave, you leave into an area and nobody is around except for whoever's in your party. Kind of like what some MMOs have done.
Well, they you can sort of say they already have that with the way farming and player-owned houses work, you know?
Yeah,
PvP places like that. It's like there's no big bosses that... Like for the God Wars dungeon, you have to wait your turn or try to crash a world if you want to get some of the more popular bosses down there. And
yeah,
I know some of the larger MMOs have, you know, your private place, so you don't have to wait on other people. You don't have to crash anybody. You just have to not die.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, but then how do you control the market and everything with Kutshare, you know? But anyways.
Well, it's RuneScape. I don't really think that it'll have that much of a big effect on it. I mean, I would say it's like maybe it's like only for members or something, but basically, you know, you set up like one little area on RuneScape where like, oh, you can come in here and everything is only yourself and nobody's around kind of thing.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Anyway, second question, Paul, you got it now?
Yes, yeah, it's better. What is your favorite PvP player versus player minigame? Castle Wars, Stealing Creation, Clan Wars, Fist of Gunthix, Duel Arena, Staked or Friendly Duels, Bounty Hunter, Tzar Fight Pit, Great Orb Project, Duel Arena with Tournaments, Games Room, Trouble Brewing, or Rat Pits? And the winner would
Rat Pit got 0%.
Yeah, it actually had a couple votes though, so
61.
That's actually surprising.
But Castle Wars, 30%, 57, 59, Stealing Creation, 26%, 48, 84, and Clan Wars, 12%.
Well, you know, the thing is that, like, this kind of shows what is Trouble Brewing and Rat Pits. Remember Trouble Brewing? It was, like, a hard-ass time trying to figure out what the hell to do. Remember that? It took, like, freaking forever, and nobody wants to play. And remember, it's, like, it is really far away. Castle War, on the other hand, you just rub a little ring, and you're already there.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
What I do think they should do is, for Castle War, I think they should maybe update some of the rewards, because...
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, Castle Wars came out December 2005.
I remember when it came out, because then it was
December 2004.
I wasn't a member then, but I remember them saying, like, a month after that they had to update it so that the rewards were more fair or something, because everything cost too much or too little or something.
Actually, what I remember most from Castle War was, like, on the very first day, a bunch of Zamrock archers who could fire into the Castle War area started archering and casting magic spells and killed a whole bunch of people who had party hats and all the other stuff. So it was basically, like, Falador Massacre.
That's too funny. But yeah, I don't know. Which, they need another hit like Castle Wars, you know? But
you know what? I think for a PvP, let's see.
Oh, we lost him. Anyways, continue. We're back now. And it appears that Trekkie is back, sort of.
Yeah.
And Paul. Yeah, we just had a little connection mishap there, and then my Skype crashed.
Oh, and I was basically talking to myself for a whole minute.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways. I was all ticked off. My Skype connection started to bomb out because of the school filtering here, You know, it was right during Trekkie's story. I was like, no! History.
Well, you can listen to the edited version later. Moving on. If all the party hats in RuneScape were the same price and you could choose one for yourself, what would you choose? 24% say white, 23% say red, 22% say blue, 12% green, 7% purple, 6% yellow, and 6% I would not like a party hat.
Lies! Lies!
Okay, let's be quick with this one. Paul, favorite color of hat?
White.
White, okay. Yep. Trekkie?
I wish it was a black one. That would be nice. I'll match my hair.
Well, but, there's not.
I guess I would go yellow.
Okay.
Give myself a crown.
I'd go white.
You know, the thing is that a long, long time ago, after the party hat dupe,
there was supposedly a black party hat, wasn't there?
No, not that.
I asked Jagex about that back when they had good customer service. And
when they had good customer service?
Yeah. Way back in the day, you actually got personalized responses. And they said no, there was never a black party hat. So
yeah, there wasn't. It just would be nice. Yeah. What happened? Well, after the deal, like all the party hats and masks and everything, just went like shot straight down to 1 million flat.
Yep.
Remember that, Shane? Oh,
yeah.
This might be before your time.
Well, yeah. So, but
yeah.
Thing with this is, what if you could like merge them together and create like a Canadian party hat? You know, that's red and white.
Ooh.
A little Canadian flag
white,
on it,
blue,
or
green, purple, and yellow.
Yeah, rainbow party hat. For those kind of people, you know? And then a red, white, and blue party hat for
evil
Americans. What? I said rainbow because there's people that like rainbows, you know?
There's also another meaning to that phrase.
There's a time when my sister liked rainbows.
Whatever.
I wonder what that means.
Anyways, moving on. Trekkie, last question.
How long have you been playing RuneScape? 2 to 3 years, 3 to 4, 1 to 2, 4 to 5 years, more than 5 years, between 6 months and 1 year, between 1 to 6 months, 1 month or less?
51 less. Votes, 1 month or less. The winner is between 2 and 3 years at 25%.
I don't know. If I was still playing, I would probably be playing more than 5 years.
Yeah, me too, actually. I have been.
Let's see.
I started playing.
One, two, three. Yeah, I've been 6 years.
Count in your head. In your head,
if
please.
I was,
jeez, what are you?
What?
Five. But, anyways.
Yeah, I played more than. If I was still playing, I would have played more than 6 years.
I started sometime in 2003, but I got members in 2004.
You know, I think it shows the trend as like when you first start out, it's fun, but after 4 or 5 years, you just get tired of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like
I know the feeling.
Like you look at the poll, as the years number of years go up, the number of it actually went down in votes.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
And you know, but 2 to 3 years is like people who like play on free to play for like a year or two. And then switch. That's why they have such a high number. While between 1 and 6 months is like people who are like, oh my god, I need members right now, and they're like, what the hell do I do?
But the thing is, you can play for a lot longer if you have a skill you like farming. You know,
yeah, I hate farming.
Oh god.
Actually,
anyways, I think on that sour note, we should move on to the questions.
Actually,
now.
You know, the thing is that like there's actually a quest I cannot do because I don't have the smithing level. And I really don't feel like smithing.
Ah.
Plus, I don't have the equipment, all the materials and stuff.
I was going to say, I can give you a hammer if you need one.
Ha ha. I want the
golden
hammer.
I can sell you some Addy bars.
I want the golden hammer. I miss the golden hammer.
From what?
From the quest. Long time ago in the galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, they had golden tinderbox, golden. Was it Legends?
No, it wasn't Legends. It was when you went to the underworld area.
Oh, right, and you get shot through the wall?
Shot through the wall?
With the golden helmet?
Nope, not that one. Wrong one. Oh, you're thinking of
that's
the
Between
Dwarf.
A Rock.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
Or anyways, let's move on to questions now. We got a first audio question this week. It's from Frosty Bow.
Dear Shane, Paul, and Trekkie, I have a few questions, but I'll start with one directed to Shane. Are you lactose intolerant? Because you always say that you don't like cheese. Also, I've gotten back into playing RuneScape again, and I was wondering if you could give me some money-making tips. Space kick, space XX. Lastly, I wanted to watch some episodes of Star Trek to find out what it's all about, but I can't find any of the seasons at my movie stores, so I was wondering if you could tell me where I could find these episodes. Thanks. Keep up the great show, Frosty Bow.
Okay, the first one. Lactose intolerant?
Are you?
Well, I've never been formally tested, but I assume so.
Do you have a bad reaction to milk?
Yeah, any milk product. Bad reactions. Best way of putting it, I think. So, yeah, that's partly why. And also the smell of cheese, that also turns me off.
Blue cheese.
No.
Ow.
Ow. Not blue cheese.
Put down my volume. Ow.
Oh. It went up again?
No, I turned my volume up because I couldn't hear. And you just shouted really loud.
Sorry.
So, yeah, sort of, yes, I guess. Oh, and also we should move on to the second part of that. Money making. You guys probably don't have any money making tips, do you?
That depends on what he likes to do.
Well, easiest way I know of for me is to farm the herbs and...
sell it?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Quorums, or basically any herb you can get, you'll make a profit. What else? There's also spiritual mages if you have a higher combat level, which can be really bad if you don't know what you're doing. Or, I mean, if you do know what you're doing, but you get bad drops. Slayer is also good, right, Paul?
Yes. I would definitely recommend Slayer, especially if you like variety in your combat.
Yeah.
Plus, you get to train everything, so.
Yeah, what I like about Slayer is that, like, if you have access to Tears of Guthix, you basically knock out 100k in, like, a day if you do it long enough.
Yeah.
Which is really good. The lowest, which I wish I was in that boat, because I just can't handle training Slayer.
But go to one and say, what do you want me to do? And say, kill this. And say, cool, let's go. And that's it.
But what if it's a bad thing, like 75 steel dragons?
I love killing steel dragons at the time, man. I just pop on my anti-dragon pod and throw on my monk robe, got some prayer potions, and just go in. It's like, knock the living shit out of them.
So
I got dragon legs out of them, so I say I count that as a win. So I wish I had the dragon armor.
What Slayer tasks do you black out on the never to be received again list, Paul?
I've got steel dragons, warp terror birds, I think warp tortoises, and the last one I think is calphites.
Oh, what's wrong with calphites?
Take too long.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have a Guthan armor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't like Calphite.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay. Last question, I don't know if he's from Canada, so we really don't have Star Trek episodes online anywhere.
It's called YouTube.
That works.
Oh, old Star Trek.
Yeah, that works.
You can go original series.
Also, you can go into less legal ways of doing it, which
we will not say because we will get in trouble.
Yeah, think of 1/8 of a bite and rapid flush of water coming at you, and you can throw those in together if you know what I mean. But yeah, thank you, Frosty Bow. Yeah, we don't have Hulu here either.
Well, actually, that's why I just give you a freaking link, dude.
Well, no, it doesn't let you watch it.
Yeah, he's out of country.
Really?
Yeah. We Americans are special.
Yep, sadly. So we have to resort to those other means. Or you can just go to a store such as Future Shop or Best Buy and pick up a season if you're thinking of really going that interested.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that if you're just trying to get interested in it. Because then you'll just end up blowing lots of money, and then you hate it. Then you're stuck with the $300 box. But then you could probably sell it to Shane for like...
No, I have everything, remember? Oh, also, since you're in Canada here, you can check out the Space Channel. Every night at 10 p.m. local time, they start with Next Generation, and then they do, after that, Deep Space Nine, then Enterprise, and then the original series after that. Then also, if you do some searching around on Spike, you can find Voyager on at various times.
Honestly, I have not seen Voyager or any show on that damn channel. It basically have a CSI marathon every single day.
Yeah, that's why I love Spike. I don't know,
but noobs.
Yeah, if you stay up late, they go like CSI, and then they switch to some fighting show that's kind of doesn't turn me on anyway. And then after that, you have to wait till like 11 or 12, and then they'll turn on either CSI or Star Trek again.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Anyways, thank you for the question, Frosty Bo. Next one is from Killjoy.
Hello, Shane and Brad. I have two questions this week. My first one is, what is your favorite internet browser? Personally, mine's Firefox 3.1, because I like the way it looks and it's a lot faster than any other browser I've tried. Also, besides Brad playing WoW, have you guys played any other good MMORPGs? The only one I've tried is Perfect World International, and I didn't like it. I found it too complicated. Thanks.
Okay, I should note that this question was recorded before he knew that that Brad was not going to be here, recorded earlier last year. So we're just going to go with that. So do you guys have any favorite MMOs?
Well, I play Guild Wars, if that counts.
I've never tried it.
You should give it a shot. Actually, you might hate it.
My friends like Guild Wars, but I liked it. I hated it.
Okay. Yeah, we're okay. Really not the MMO type. We're more the shooter type, I'd say.
Too bad Shane here will never play a single-player campaign in his life.
What are you talking about? I play the Star Trek single-player campaigns.
That doesn't count.
Sure it does.
Monroe does not count.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Armada, hidden evil of the sort, you know?
Mm-hmm, sure, whatever. Then you coerce Mike into helping you.
No.
Don't lie to us. Let's get to the next one.
Favorite software? Or favorite browser?
Firefox.
Yeah, I guess Firefox, but I've been trying to get my parents onto Google Chrome because it's a little bit easier for them.
Yeah, I actually like Chrome on Windows, mind you.
Yeah. Chrome, I have both Chrome and Firefox installed on everything I use, Windows-based anyway. Chrome I just use once in a while for, like, I need quick speed and I don't really need any ad blocking. And then Firefox for pretty much everything else that needs plugins and whatnot.
See, the reason I like Chrome is because it's so minimalistic, you know? Like, Safari is sort of like that, but it's not as simple as that still. So that's sort of like why I like Chrome. But on the Mac, it's Firefox, because I could just never get into Safari for some reason. I don't know why. But anyways, yeah, that's that. Thank you, Killjoy. Trekkie, next one.
Okay. Hey, I recently got a laptop Vista and would like to know if there are any programs that are good to have, such as safety, antivirus, or anything else. Anything along the lines of that to make it safe. I would like to know if there are any good video editing programs like, what is it?
It's supposed to be Camtasia.
Yeah, Camtasia or Sony Vegas I can download free. P.S. I only get the free things, no credit card, anything to buy with. From Wiley 277.
We'll leave the security ones to Paul in a minute, because I know we were talking about this before, but I can say for video editing, you're not going to find anything for free. The thing I like most on Windows is Premiere Elements from Adobe. But if you are looking for something that's a bit different than Movie Maker, you can get the new Movie Maker beta, which is apparently Vista only, and they've tried to take a few hints from iMovie 08, which was a bit different than previous ways of doing it. So, I don't know. Check those two out, Premiere Elements and Movie Maker 8. I mean, Movie Maker beta. So, security?
Security? Honestly, the only one I could find working for Vista that's free was AVG. That was pretty much it.
So, Paul?
Yeah, I've been either using AVG or using ESET Smart Security or the ESET Antivirus, and you can just use the 30-day trial. If you like it, you can buy it. It's great. It has a really small footprint, and I swear by it. But if you don't want to pay for anything, definitely go with AVG. Can't go wrong with them.
And firewall.
Firewall. Yeah, for firewall, I think I use.
I just use the Windows one.
Yeah, for most things, the Windows firewall will be plenty. For software based, you're not.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, because pretty much every network you connect to will be behind a NAT, whether it's at school or the wireless hotspot or your house. So there's really no reason to go anything above the Windows built-in firewall, I feel. Anyways.
Okay, next
that
one.
That was from Wildy277. What TV shows do you watch regularly besides Star Trek? I watch a lot. Scrubs, Lost, Heroes, 24, Comedy Central Presents. That's from Andy. So let's start with Trekkie.
Sunday night lineup, South Park. That's pretty much it. I barely watch TV now anyway.
Okay. Anything else?
Do not mess with Sunday night lineup. I will kill whoever messes with Sunday night lineup.
Okay. Paul?
See, I'm trying to get my list down.
list down?
There's not a lot, but I just wanted to get them. South Park, Family Guy, Numbers, CSI, all three, although I don't particularly like the Miami one all that much. House, Lost, Heroes. I think that's about it, actually.
Okay.
Star Trek, Shane? When it's on.
What about you, Shane?
Are we talking 24. About things you actually move in to watch, or things that are just on in the background?
Say what?
Like things
I'd
that
say
just that
you move in to watch.
Oh, okay, so then that'll be relatively short then.
24.
Aside from that, for series, there's really not that much. My two reality series are The Amazing Race and The Apprentice. But I think that's about it for things I actually take care into watching. There are other things, you know, like the various crime shows that are on whenever they're on, House, Heroes, etc., but I can't keep up with all of them. So, oh, right. There's also the Terminator show. I forgot about that one because it's not in season right now.
The Sarah Connor.
Yes, yes.
Sarah
that's
Connor
starting
Chronicles?
Starting up again in February. So, those two primarily. And also, speaking of which, 24 is starting this weekend.
Oh, joy. There goes my Sunday night lineup.
No, it's just one Sunday, and then otherwise it's Monday.
Yeah, I know.
But you should be happy to know that The Amazing Race will be coming back on Sunday in February.
Yeah, but then it conflicts with Sunday night lineup, and you do not compete with Sunday night lineup. How stupid can they be thinking they could beat Fox Sunday night lineup with the average American college student / children / adults who actually have a sense of humor?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I don't find any of those shows on Sunday night remotely funny.
As I said, average American student / children / adults with a sense of humor. Shane, you have no sense of humor.
No, I would have just said he's not American, but you can go with that far.
I feel dirty being around you Americans like that.
Deal.
Anyways.
I won't carry that any further than it needs to be carried.
Okay. Next one. Paul?
Do you think you're good at spelling? Why or why not? I think I'm not that good at spelling because today in the spelling bee, I spelled failure wrong. That was from Flash.
Well, that was a failure.
Don't even bother with me spelling. I suck. Shane sucks too because he failed English.
No. It's just that I type too fast. You know, I'm a good speller if I think about it, you know?
Oh, hey, Paul, you remember I showed you the Shane thread of mist of typos?
Yeah.
You guys do realize that that's confidential and you guys are both liable to being shot?
You know, oh, crap. You do know where I live, kind of, maybe. I've got guns, though, so I'm all good. Don't worry about it. I've never heard you say that you fired a gun, so I'm not. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah,
I've never seen any thread named by anything ever in my life.
Well, actually, we did post it on the forums before, but you took it down within 10 seconds.
You had it in your signature for a while, or screenshot or two.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you, Flash. We're good at spelling for the most part.
Yeah,
spelling's
with
yeah,
the
if
handy
nothing else, ABC check. Good stuff.
With the handy spell check and a dictionary.
Yes. Yep. Next one's for Trekkie.
Would you like to see Chewbacca in RuneScape? Also, thank you so much for your amazing dream mentor guide. It helped me through the final fight easily. Thanks from Earth. You're welcome. Would I like to see Chewbacca? Yes, because we have Picard, and I want to see Chewbacca. I've said it since Picard was introduced into the game. I want Chewbacca. I want my Wookiee. Let's see, what would they call it? They would call it
a pet? But a follower?
Familiar? No.
Yeah.
No. Let's see. I would want it to be named Pachu. There we go.
Interesting. What about the cat, M. Shane? How's that?
Oh, it died. No, it's doing my bank somewhere. I wanted to name a Mick Shane, but then it didn't give him enough room. Like, damn.
Oh, my. Okay. So, yeah, I really don't think we'll be seeing Chewbacca. I don't know. I think if we could get Picard in a storyline, we might be able to arrange something for Chewbacca. You know
hey,
what I mean?
You know, we had Sirach in here, so why not?
Yeah, but it's not the same thing, you know. This guy isn't exactly logical.
Well, it's to show just how...
For anybody who's wondering, Sirach, not Sirach. Sirach was the bringer of logic to Vulcans.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe what?
Never. It sounded familiar for some reason. I didn't know why. It wasn't RuneScape related. Yeah.
Okay. For anybody that's listening, we're sorry for going all tricky on you guys. Keep that in mind as you are listening to this, because remember there are three of us, two of which are mostly more or less full. Well, one is full blown, one is middle, and one is becoming a Padawan.
Well, then you just mix Star Trek with Star Wars. That's just wrong.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. That the two shouldn't be mixed.
Although it would be quite interesting to see a good old fight. Force versus
I'm just calling the Borg but I'm sorry, we're not supposed to be doing this. Thank you, Earth. Moving on now.
Vulcans would make great Jedis.
Hey guys, my question is, do you think your voice is as irritating to listen to if you are listening to it? I definitely do, from Kirby.
Is he saying we're irritating?
Probably, because we're talking about Star Trek all the time.
I'm kind of hoping he's thinking about when he was on the update, and he listened to it after. But yeah, I'd have to agree. I probably sound very irritating to myself.
Me.
Yeah.
the thing is, you guys need to realize that's how people hear you, and there's no way of you're going to change that unless you try and put on a fake Russian accent and become Sergei and Bradov, which doesn't really happen. So my advice is, if you're doing something, just don't listen to it.
Well, actually, to be honest, the reason we sound different on a mic is because we're not listening through our bones.
Yes, that's true, Mr. Medical here. Anyway, so that's how it works, actually. So, I don't know. I don't find myself annoying, probably because I've listened to myself 186 times now. So, you kind of get used to it. It's sort of like the same thing. You kind of get used to talking to to strange people over Skype.
Jane.
Yes, I see it. We just lost Paul again. Anyways, so just don't listen to people and you'll be fine. Or listen to yourself. See?
What?
You are going to have to listen to the show to hear my advice. My worldly advice.
I don't have to.
Let's move on to the next one. Come on, guys. Let's move on.
Anyways, thank you, Kirby. Next one, Trekkie.
Do any of you have an iPod? If so, what kind and what color? How many songs do you have? I personally have an iPod Nano 4th generation that is yellow. It's a 4th generation. Keep up the good show, Steven.
There's a lot of generations.
Trekkie, do you have an iPod?
I got an iPod Nano 1st generation.
Okay.
The one that's very scratchable.
I got
it for free, so I'm not complaining.
Oh, really? Where'd you get that?
School. Honestly.
Interesting.
I wanted it in a raffle. I was like, huh?
Oh, I thought you were going to say you swiped it from somebody. That wouldn't be very nice.
Actually, I know somebody who did that once in school. But he got caught.
I do too, but... Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I've told Shane about that guy.
Yeah.
He can't...
How many songs do you have?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No clue.
It says in iTunes when you think it.
Yeah, but I don't want to open it right now.
Okay. And, Paul?
I've got a 30 gig video, and it's got 1,910 songs.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, that includes podcasts, I believe, as well, but...
Oh, yeah, those stack up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have it set so it's only the 5 most recent, because they started stacking up way too much. But...
Okay, as for me, I don't intend to. Primarily because I don't listen to music.
Yeah.
It's from Steven. Seriously.
Yes, we know. You're no fun.
Just don't steal your friend's iPod.
And don't drop it in the toilet.
And would you know about doing that?
Well, actually, I know a lady that did that in school, and it caused a very bad problem in the storage because it actually would not break because of the aluminum case. So I think it was in UC Santa Cruz. A lady dropped her iPod into the toilet and flushed it down, and then the school started noticing that something was clogging up the system. So they went to take a look, and they found an iPod, and they tried to drill a hole to break it apart, but the drill actually broke, and they couldn't wash it away.
That's a new statement for Apple's durability.
I think they got it out by I think they did. I think they got it out by cutting the pipe, taking it out manually, and then they replaced it somehow, and then they just gave it back to the lady. Whether she would like to use urinated iPod is a different story.
Yeah, I think that would end up in the trash. I wouldn't be putting that anywhere near me.
As to how we got onto iPods floating down the sewer system, I have no idea.
Oh, she flushed it down the toilet.
Question.
Well, you asked about any memorable stories.
Yeah, I guess. So, I don't know. I wouldn't use it, though.
Yeah,
thank you, Steven, for the thought-inspiring question. Those questions are always nice, that make us think.
Not really. Anyways. It just made me tell stories that I've read on the news.
Dear Athos, Porthos, and Aramis, who are they?
Greek.
Apparently us. I
wonder who's who.
Exactly.
Porthos is probably Paul, considering he's your new puppy, Shane. But anyway,
I was going to say it starts with a P, but...
Okay, Aramis?
Three Musketeers.
Oh. No, see, according he to... said new puppy because the puppy on Enterprise was named Porthos.
Oh. See? I didn't know that. Yay! Right,
let's just get to the question before we completely go nuts. I like to hear the panel's opinion on death. Do you guys fear dying? What happens after death? Murray, New Year, Miss Patrick.
Okay, Trekkie, go first.
No comments, because anything I say will be completely distorted by the people of the Christian faith. Well, actually, Catholic faith.
Okay, Paul?
Well, if you're going to take that stance, I don't know. Literally, when you die, you rot. So that's the literal sense. And if you fear dying a little bit, but I suppose if I'm really old when it happens, I probably won't fear death at that point. It's going to be natural. So, or if I get, you know, whatever. It's a part of life. It happens. It's not...
Yeah. As for me, no, you don't fear it. It's just something that is natural, as you said, and whenever it comes, it comes. So, and as for what happens, as Paul said, you just rot.
Well, that depends. Do you want to be buried in the ground or be cremated?
I'd rather be, well...
Or would you like to be green and do the environmental way where they just put you in a big box and let you rot and the box decomposes as well? And you just they put you upside a hill?
Well, if there's space, I'd like to be buried, but I'd want to make sure that they cut my major arteries just to make sure I'm dead before they buried, so I'm not going to be alive.
Well,
wow, that's
just saying that if someone actually does bury you alive, I will be over your grave laughing my butt off.
The other option, of course, is if it becomes cheap to take tourist trips to space, I wouldn't mind orbiting the Earth for the rest of eternity.
You wouldn't want to do that.
Why not?
Because a rock hits you and you become space dust. And I don't think want to see your body parts falling down.
No. You know what I mean. Like do it as ashes, you know?
Why don't just shoot you toward the sun?
Yeah, that's a good idea too, you know. Anyway,
okay,
thank you, Patrick.
That one solar flare. See that? That's me.
Okay, Paul.
How far do you think virtual reality will go in the next 50 years or so? Also, do you guys have any idea of how much research is being put into developing virtual reality from 99887?
Well, if he's asking if we're going to have a holodeck in 50 years, I have to say no.
Probably not in a lifetime, but we'll probably see the beginning of it if we do live that long.
Oh, you'll be living up into your 200s.
Yeah, right. I don't
want
to live up to 200s.
But
massive organ failure. If you're living up to 200, you're going to have some very big problems.
We'll be able to simulate virtual reality and realistic people in a computer within the next 40 years for sure. But the question is actually being able to immerse yourself in it. That won't come for a while because as I was talking to Paul yesterday, remember I was telling you about the point when we create AIs that are so smart they can design themselves? Yep. Eventually we're going to create an AI that's going to be as smart as a human, and then that's the point at which an AI becomes practically like a human, and the only problem will be immersing yourself in it. So,
actually, I would be more worried about the AI doing like a robot takeover of the world.
Well, yeah, that's the thing you got. That's the thing we were also talking about yesterday. That's entirely possible too. So, yeah. I don't know, that's a
real fail safe, because if the robots start to take over, I don't think we'd be able to. I don't think we'd be able to fight off for very long, unless we have a huge EMP. In which case, we're all screwed anyway. So,
Judgment Day is inevitable.
Well, 2012. Really. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's actually supposedly the year, actually, 2011.
Yeah, but that's what my roommate, he was watching some History Channel show about that last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know which one she was talking about. Basically, the thing is that the Earth's magnetic poles will reverse. Aztec decided that 2012 would be the year of death. Nostradamus said something about something big is going to happen in 2012. So,
there's no way to prove that. We'll see what happens.
We're going to have some type of an astronomical alliance, alignment. There we go.
And the sun will be
lined up with the supposed center of the galaxy.
Yeah, basically, the sun will be in direction of the center of the galaxy, which will make it very dark, and we will be in darkness because we get no ray. We cannot get any good light from the sun.
That's not possible.
We'll see what happens.
No.
Yeah, I'm not counting on it, but graduate and don't worry about getting a job because you're going to be dead anyway. Yeah!
Second part of the question, actual research going into it, there's probably direct research, but there's nothing really being pushed,
If you think about it, though, is that we are kind of starting to do virtual reality, just not in the Star Trek scale. We already have a motion capturing device, which would capture every single motion you do in your body, and I think that's what's going to make it possible, because you put some dots instead of you can go to an arcade and just put dots, wear a suit, and then you actually see yourself in the video game doing all the motions that inside. And
the force feedback thing, because wouldn't it be neat to be playing a game and then get shot and actually feel it?
They actually created that.
Oh, really?
But it's really expensive, which I do not recommend. It costs way too much just to feel a bullet hitting you in the heart. Basically, they say you feel like there's a bunch of little, little electric signals and plugging into a USB computer. Every time you get shot, you actually feel a little thump in your arm or something. And my school did it a little bit, which was interesting.
Oh, that's interesting. So sorry to diverge, but it will come eventually. But
not in
is being put into the infrastructure to create what you'll see. So
I just don't see it. I just don't see it in our lifetime.
Well,
you take a change.
I don't know. I give it 40 some odd years before we get the smart AIs, and then a little bit more to actually get the stuff that you can actually walk into that's real. But anyways, as we were saying, I think this one should go to Paul, because I've been talking lots lately like a maniac.
All right. How cold is it getting where you live? I live in California, and it never gets too cold or rains that much. What about you? And how does it compare to past years? Keep up the good work from Waffle. In Fahrenheit here, it's just about 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and it says it feels like -1 outside, according to weather.com.
So what is that?
In Celsius?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, in Celsius.
It's -17.7777777.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad outside. There's no wind. It's not bad. In past years, I think it's about normal. In the coming months, though, it should cool down. And around here, we get the weather, so it'll be, Fahrenheit or Celsius, it's -40 either way.
It's coming.
This year.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Give it till February. We'll have some nice cold weather.
Trekkie.
Oh. Actually, it's been quite sunny the past couple days. It was foggy for a little bit, but then it brightened up, and we're having good sunshine for the next 2 weeks. Same as Paul, I guess.
Really?
Basically the same thing. Yeah.
It goes down to minus 17 in San Francisco.
I don't know. Let's see. Let me check the weather channel.
That's zero.
57 degrees Fahrenheit right now in San Francisco.
That's balmy. See?
Yeah. Okay. That's 13.8 degrees Celsius. And here right now it's minus 11, but when you factor in the wind, it's more like minus 17 Celsius. So, and that's about that's actually normal for this time of year. So that's good. Like, for yesterday it went down to minus 23.
Actually, last year around this time it was raining really hard. Somebody across the street had part of their wall come off because it was blowing so hard.
Really?
It was like the outer shell thing, not like a whole complete, you know.
Just like the siding or something? Or
yeah, basically. It was just the siding that came off. I was like, woo, that's going to be bad for the wood. And then we get the 1 day of sunshine in between, and next day it went. And I tell you, this whole freaking city was so depressed on the day it was raining. Like, no, there was nobody outside, nobody went out, nobody did anything. We all sat home and just stared at TV and, like, try to find something to watch or sleep.
Oh, and for the record, Waffle lives in California, never gets too cold or rains that much.
Last time it rained here was a couple weeks ago, but that was, like, a light shower.
Anyways, that's it for questions.
Oh, there
this
he goes.
Week, and there goes Paul again. So we just stand to bear on this and add him in again, and we.
Wow!
Yay! What? It's ringing.
Yep.
You guys there have we go.
Yeah.
You guys have some very weird internet flowchart thingy.
Yeah, they are. We love OIT. OIT is the Office of Information and Technology, and they filter our internet like Nazis.
Anyways,
which is why
moving on
I moved
to
out.
Tech news.
Speaking of
tech news, yes, Windows 7 beta publicly released, supposedly. It was released, but there's no way to get an activation key.
Yeah, so you're good for 30 days, but after that, you need a key. Well, you can rearm, but then eventually you need a key.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll come out in time, because they said there's only going to be 2.5 million of them, but the page was actually removed this afternoon because they had said that their server was just returning, server too busy, server too busy, server too busy. Figures with Microsoft, you know?
Yeah,
it actually searched at 404.htm on their live search.
I guess I'll switch to beta when it comes Windows 7 when it comes out. But why did he call it Windows 7 in the first place?
Don't ask. Yes,
we're
there's
still
no
trying
reason.
To figure that out.
I see.
But
95, 98, 2000, NT. Oh. I guess I'll be ME.
Yeah, you know, that's actually the regiment you're supposed to do now if you want to get to sleep. It's like counting sheep. See if you can count the Windows versions before
95, 98, 2000, ME, XP, Vista, Windows 7. Okay, this is a 7. Okay.
And then you still have to count Windows 3.0, 3.1.1. I don't even... There's one. Was there a 2?
No.
I guess there was. There wasn't? That's weird.
No.
I guess the next one would be a Windows 8, then Windows 9, then Windows 10. Keep it even. So
Windows X.
You'd hope there would be, but...
Anyways,
it's going to be like... You're going to go back to Windows 2012. Or Windows 12.
Yeah.
Instead of... They're going to just say,
so
oh, wait, it's 2012 now.
So confusing how they work this, but I don't know. Oh. Hopefully by the time this is up, there will be beta keys available and try and get one of those. So, I've been watching the entire time we've been doing the show in there. The actual blog, the windowsteamblog.com, is actually not responding. So you just got to wonder how Mozilla is able to push out 3.5 million downloads of Firefox in one day and Microsoft isn't even able to get a key generator working.
Well, that was barely working. Remember what?
True.
That site was down for so long. I was so lucky to get the. I got the. I got the. I copied the link from 3, or no, what was it, 2 point, whatever, and I changed it to the 3. I got it to work. I was like, yes! That's probably the first person on my campus to have it. All right.
So I just waited till like later that night or the next day.
But you weren't part of the record then. Anyway, nope. So Windows 7, I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it in the coming weeks. So,
or you can read my article about it too if you wish.
That's at informer.rsbnb.com. Other big story this week is Macworld. Trekkie went and has some pictures that I will post up in the notes later.
I tried to do a little video thing, but my camera is a little shaky. And Windows Movie Maker is not helping. Which is why I want iMovies, but that thing is way too expensive.
Oh, my.
Seriously.
Okay. In announcements, we have the unibody MacBook Pro 17-inch, which does not have a removable battery. Some people will be screaming bloody murder on the forums about that. You know who you are. iLife 09, iWork 09, including iWork.com as a really service. Impressive. And DRM-free iTunes, which allows you the option to upgrade your current songs that you bought to DRM-free.
Oh, there he goes.
And also, they got new pricing schemes of 69 cents, 99 cents, and $1.29. So, did you hear anything about the... Just wait. Okay,
yo.
We're back. So, when you were there, what was the biggest thing people were talking about?
They were mostly talking about the new MacBook Pro 17-inch, and they were showing off more of iLife. I didn't get to see the iWork presentation because I didn't have time.
iWork is sort of boring. Like it's not Microsoft Office, but. You know, so I don't know. What was your favorite part?
Oh, I just looked around. Really, I did see one of the things I saw over there was they basically put in your video iPod and you had to play movies in like little sunglasses, goggles.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I actually took a short video of it. Basically, you have these.
I think Paul is gone. So we'll try again in a few minutes after the Apple story, but continue.
Well, they basically had these sunglasses, which were like little goggles inside. And what happened, and you put it on, you have like attachable earplugs. So you plug them in, and you plug in your video, and you basically, in your glasses, you actually see the movie that you're watching. And it's pretty good. It's like theater size when you put it in.
Wow.
I guess you could be like, it would, if you actually put it in, it would be like, you know, 22 inch or something like that. If you actually like put it in your head, it would seem kind of like 22 inch, I guess.
Okay.
If you buy like the high end one. When I asked them about the price, they said the lowest price was about like 120 and highest one was like 220.
Oh,
so
interesting.
It's not that bad.
So it's not another thing. Bad. Did you get to see the MacBook Pro without the glossy screen? Because that's something they added in, was the anti-glare option.
The only ones they had was the glossy screen. That's what they told me. It was very nice. It was very thin, and I liked some of the things they put on for iLife 409.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's the whole thing I see. I was thinking about this today. It's sort of like the reason to justify paying a bit more. You're getting the nice design of the computer. You're also getting a stable operating system. And on top of this, you're getting all the software that you can just go straight into without having to download extra stuff right away when you start, you know? So, anyways.
Yeah, but I don't really like using the Mac, and you know that, and I'm not paying $2,000
to get a new laptop. You can get it for less than that, but you adapt quickly. But anyways, let's go on to the next one.
Comcast's
new network throttling in place. Why, hello. It's good to have you back.
Maybe. Potentially.
Okay. Yes. We're talking about, we already talked about Macworld. We're talking about Comcast now.
I have Comcast, and I don't know what we have here, but Comcast back home.
So. Okay.
I doubt your school has Comcast.
No, he said back home.
Yeah, I have no
I know, idea. But I doubt his school had Comcast.
No.
Well,
anyways, with
know.
This.
I don't know what we have, but it sucks. Well, the
they've implemented their network throttling thing, which is that thing we talked about before, which gives you the 250 gigabyte cap of downstream and upstream, but also it prioritizes traffic and whatnot. So if you've reached, say, 70% of your downstream or upstream, it will flag you and then lower your priority if the network is deemed as congested. So
that's 300 gig a month, which is
it's 300 what?
I mean, 300 gigabits per month, which is a lot.
What is?
That's our cap, believe, isn't it?
It's either
300 or 250.
It's 250
per month for Comcast. 250.
Yeah, 250.
That's a lot of data.
Yeah, but we've talked about this before. How when everybody starts downloading movies and stuff, 250 won't be enough, and they'll be in the driver's seat again. So,
yeah. And then, like, once you hit the 250 cap, are they just going to like cut you off? Be like, oh, no more. I'm like, what? It's like, come on, almost. I'm at like 2 megabytes. Come on, the movie's almost done downloading. And like, oh, wait 23 days. I was like, no.
If anybody out there has Comcast and has experienced this throttling, let us know how it works. Anyways,
I so want to switch to AT&T, but the area is Comcast monopolized.
That's too bad.
I cannot find another DSL Comcast provider. broadband provider.
That's it for tech news this week. We are skipping rants because we had a RuneScape content update, and as you can already see, we are running kind of long. So, with that said, let's talk about some other things. New event rotation for the new year. We have new RSBNB event rotation. Castle Wars, King Black Dragon, and the Great Orb Project, and then Calfight Queen, put in place in that order every Saturday at 2 p.m. Unless there's a regular event going on at the same time, then the rotation event will be postponed to the following week. So, be there. Come to Castle Wars this weekend. We hope to see you all there. Either of you guys going?
You know the answer to that.
No.
Which day?
Saturday.
Yes, I should be there.
Okay. So, I'm going to try and be there, too. I should be home in time. It's haircut day, so... Anyways. So, check that out, the new event rotation. RSBNB Informer is also hiring, so if you are on our forums and you see the topic, check it out. We are hiring for a gaming writer and a RuneScape writer, so read the application topic on how to... send that out. Link will be in the show notes, which are at update.rsbnb.com. That's all I have for advertisements this week. What have you guys been up to?
Nothing really. Just, I don't know, check on what's good in the world.
School?
No, not yet.
Oh, that's good.
Lucky.
I start next week.
Oh, but you probably end a week later. Oh, well. Okay, Paul, back to school.
Just got my Activate Windows Now, little flash-up thing. I moved back in on Tuesday for a nice big old storm on Wednesday, and started school yesterday, had it today. Good stuff.
Okay.
How's your roommate?
Roommate is still the same. The other dorm mate kind of smells a lot. The other one is a pothead, so, you know.
Hey, at least he's honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever told... there's an odor that goes along with that, which I didn't know till last year. So I was pure until last year for odor. I didn't do it. I just smelled it. I didn't know what it was. Never mind.
Okay.
Other people do.
That's
anyway,
good to know.
So, enough of me acting like a moron. What are you doing, Shane?
School, as farming. as we've all been talking about, obviously. This week I also implemented a nifty little feature on RuneWire called the Block User List, which basically lets you block certain users whose posts you don't like from appearing. So we're all having good fun with that. And RuneScape-related farming, of course. Taking a few trips to the avian seas. That's good fun. So that's pretty much all I've been up to. I did get 99 fire making within the first few hours of 2009. 99 fire
cool
making.
Stuff.
You guys can see the HD video on YouTube, which will be linked in the show notes. Once again, update.rsbnb.com. So, anyways, so yeah, you guys should check out that video. Thanks you to Warren for finding that song. It actually goes kind of well when you think about it and you watch the video and you see why
wow.
that is. So, anyways, yes. That's all I've been up to. Anybody else have anything?
No, nothing
bad.
Really.
Okay. So with that said, we're still waiting for our activation keys for Windows 7. I almost called it Vista. This
Windows
has been
Vista.
RSBNB oh. Update 186 with Trekkie.
Yo.
And Paul.
Peace.
Hello.
Nine
goodbye.
No. And we will see you guys next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Yes, yes, okay.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Okay.
What are you, Ferengi, yeah, with your... Like, every time I bring someone in, you, like, you...
Ow!
You experience pain and anguish when they come
because
in.
Because people shout, and it's right in my ear.